It's the home opener for the Cubs at Wrigley Field taking on the Dodgers, and the Cubs raising the championship banner from last season. We pick up the action in the third, John Lester cruising right along after a rain delay of almost 2 hours.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lester, after giving up a leadoff single to Grandal, strikes out three in a row, and he has five strikeouts for the game. Dodgers don't score, middle of inning number three. Cubs nothing, Dodgers nothing. Let's see if Kyle can elevate one right now. He takes outside, ball four, didn't miss by much. The inning continues for Chris Bryant. There goes Schwarber, the pitch. Line drive down the left field line. That ball's going to be in there. It bounces up against the wall. Schwarber around third. He's going to score. Schwarber running with the pitch. Bryant with a double off the wall. Cubs lead 1-0. Now, this always puts a little pressure on the pitcher. He has to throw strikes now with the bases loaded. Lester struck out. Lester is the best bunter on the team. That would certainly be a possibility here, you'd think.
So now with the base open, I got to believe they're going to walk Javi Baez. Yep, there's the old intentional walk as Davey Martinez gives the old four fingers to the umpire, Sam Holbrook, and that'll bring up John Lester.
Lester waits, the 1-1. Ground ball left side. Diving stop. Turner throws to second. They get nobody. Everybody is safe. Cubs lead 2-0.
To where he's looking like a track guy at first base, but he had a chance to go and he never did. And now the Cubs still have a chance to get out of this inning with a ground ball.
Comes the 2-1. Seager lines one down the right field line. Fair off the sidewall. A run will score. Racing to third will be Forsythe on a double by Seager. And the Dodgers are right back in this ballgame. Corey Seager, an RBI double out of the range of Rizzo. Fair by about a foot as it skipped down the right field line. The Dodgers have been at first and second, top of the eighth inning. And the former Japanese star Koji Uehara now pitching for the Cubs, facing the veteran Chase Utley as a pinch batter. Stretch for the 1-2 by Uehara, the pitch. Ground ball to Rizzo, he's got it. He'll throw to second, there's one. Back to first, and it's a wild throw, and the tying run is going to score. Anthony Rizzo at the plate, facing Kenley Jansen. Ball game tied 2-2.
Keeper.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon knows it was a unique and special evening at Wrigley Field with a perfect walk-off ending.
It was really well done. It's just a really special night for all of us. It's for, like I said before the game, for our fan base, for the organization. It was a very special evening. And I really liked the idea of Billy Rhino and Fergie raising them, then our guys. Really well thought out. Just a special evening. And you know, it was packed, like I said, and all of a sudden, man, it looked like spring training or an instructional league, everything. But work day tomorrow, school day tomorrow started a little bit later, so it's unusual for us to play under those circumstances here. But we got it. We get it. And then to win it the way we want it. I mean, had to fight really hard. Both teams really wanted to win that game. It was a pretty special night. But Anthony really worked a kind of a veteran mature at bat there against Jensen. If you just really try to attempt to do what you normally do against that fella, he's going to eat you alive. So I thought he made a nice – meaning he stayed inside the ball, hit the ball the other way, didn't try to pull it, got the fatter part of the bat on the ball. Because guys like him, you're always exposing the weaker part of the bat to the ball when a righty's thrown to a lefty with that kind of a cutter.
John Lester went six scoreless innings, striking out seven, in the Cubs' dramatic walk-off win over the Dodgers.
Obviously, when the crowd sticks around for a two-hour rain delay, that's always nice. You know, the team going out there and raising the flag, and some, I don't want to say old guys, but old guys coming back and, you know, doing the same thing. Definitely something that'll go down in my book is something that I'll remember for a long, long time. And, you know, now look forward to Wednesday and getting the fun stuff, getting the ring. So that'll be good.
Anthony Rizzo walked out with the championship trophy before the game and then walked off with the win a few hours later. He spoke after the game about the emotional day.
Just an honor for me, for my family, to be part of this city for the really bad times when the new, you know, ownership got here and the really good times. It was just a lot of emotions, and I was fighting back tears a lot. Yeah, I mean, it's a great win for us. It's a really good team. They come back, tough conditions, cold, windy, so it was a good game.
The series continues Wednesday, John Lackey against Brandon McCarthy.